Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.
Quinton Mason, and we're into the third quarter, which means we chat a little bit more local basketball. And if you are unaware, the AUSC Region 5 Youth Games are taking place in Maseru in Lesotho next week. And we do have two teams that are going to be representing the country, both the under 18 male basketball and under 18 female basketball categories. And I thought it'd be great because we don't really always get the chance to chat to the actual coaches involved. So I thought, let me get both coaches, and we'll start with the male coach, so Sibusiso Williams, on the line. And we're going to chat about his squad. And thank you very much, coach, for coming on to the show. Welcome to the Full Court Press.
Thank you, too. It's a pleasure for me being here on your show.
The pleasure is actually all mine. Now, let's talk a bit, because, you know, the difficult thing about under 18 is that there's always going to be gripes, and everybody's got their opinion in terms of selection how the team was comprised. Are you happy with the selection process and the team, confident that the team that you're taking is going to give you the best possible the best possibilities of good result?
Yes, to as the technical team, we are happy with what we have selected and with the players that were presented to us at that time, because the provinces were given five players each, men and also women. So we had to look around those 45 players that were presented to us.
Okay, that sounds pretty fair, because, you know, you're never going to have politic-free selection criteria, and especially when schools and /or provinces are involved, because everybody wants their players represented at the national level. The AUSC Games also serving as a qualification platform to AfroBasket Under 18. Does it put a little bit more pressure on you?
It really changes the pressure, because I'll be honest, we didn't have enough time to prepare with the players. One is to go with the pandemic that's happening now, because we've been trying to have a camp with the boys and the girls because of COVID, and also with the adjustment of the school calendar, it made it difficult for us to manage to get all the players, because we have kids coming from Cape Town, kids coming from Mpumalanga, Northwest, and so forth. So it's difficult. And there's also the issue of parents, where maybe, for instance, they couldn't release the children whilst they are in the exam period.
Yeah, I was going to say, because this is deep into the center of exams, especially, and with the age group that you're dealing with, this is both grade 11 and grade 12. So depending on how the age groups work, it's a tough time to try and get the kids to focus in on basketball as well as the exams, and that's got to have been a challenge.
Yeah.
So the group that you find yourself in terms of Pool A, because the draw was done, you're in the same group with Angola and Zambia, and arguably that's the toughest pool that's available there in this competition.
That's tough, especially when you meet Angola. I won't take anything away from Zambia, but I know Angola. We met them during the under-16s in Mali, and we met Angola in 2018, also in the Oaks Games. I know how tough they are. But with the pool that we have, with the players that we have the confidence that we can proceed to the semifinal.
So let's talk a little bit about the composition of your team, without putting any pressure on players or favoritism. I know that it's very difficult, but who are some of the players that we should look out for as the viewing public?
I think, I can be honest, I think it's only one that I can put out, his name out. It's Nkosinathi.
Yes.
From KZN. He was part of the pool in 2018. Still the under-16s, and he played very well there, and also he has the experience, because even now he just came from Kenya in the youth camp that was there. So it's a player that's been highly looked after, and also people are so I'm so excited to see him play, especially in this tournament.
And does he have enough support in terms of the bigs and some size, at least in terms of what you have available as a resource?
Yes, he does. We have at least three or four of big players that will come and assist him. They are around Johannesburg, and with the experience of playing in most of these tournaments, it will come handy for us.
So what are the final stages of preparation that await you now as you get ready, and when do you travel?
Well, now we are waiting for a camp that will happen this weekend. We might be in Johannesburg maybe on Saturday or Sunday. We are doing the final preparation. Lucky enough that these players, we've given them the program to follow during this period, and we've been monitoring them through some of their coaches, and they've been following the program. And not long ago, Coach Mo Nobisi,
yes,
he managed to get five of the players that are from Gauteng and same as Ukosnati from KZN. He managed to work around with them. That's the core of the team.
Well, I mean, given the challenges, I must say that that's probably the best way for it to work out. And Coach, you're going to have quite a tough job ahead of you. You know, I think the first goal is to just get into the semifinals, and then once you're there, you can just take it one game at a time. But it's going to be a lot easier said than done. And also, the altitude factor, Lesotho is slightly higher than Johannesburg, so your team might just need a little bit of time to adjust once they get out there.
Yes, if we manage to get through on Saturday and Sunday, we've got some few games that we've organized for the team, just for the team to join. But the other thing is that we still have, as my students, some of them are finishing on the 3rd year. So it should be difficult for some of them to be released by their parents and their schools at that time. But we managed to have 90 or 85% of the boys with us.
Well, Coach, rather you than me, that's what I'll say for now. I'm going to wish you and the team all the best. Represent the country the best way that you know how. We'll be rooting for you here and trying to keep track of all of this as best as we can. So to you and the team, best of luck. And thank you very much for coming on the Full Court Press to share your thoughts.
Thank you very much. We promise that we'll come up with something. We'll come and be one of the teams that will qualify for the Afro-Basket.
We absolutely hope so, because it's a great opportunity for the young kids, and competition at the continental level will just help them grow exponentially as players. I know it helped me when I was a young whippersnapper, and I can only hope that they get the same experience.
Thank you.
A 360-degree view on sports.